Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. Excuse the static, but let me kind of correct that right fast. Thank you. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but I thank God that we're back on, because the devil does not win. He is a defeated foe. I thank each of you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, and I ask that you will call in if you have any questions, testimonies, or just concerns. We're going to try to get through these 10 different types of facts on today, because the Lord is leading me to discuss something else after these types of fasts. So I'm going to, we're going to go through the last three right after I finish praying. Spirit of the living God, I thank you for what you're going to do and what you are doing in the midst of your people. I pray that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing, because the anointing destroys every yoke. I thank you for how you are educating us and how you are revelating us. But most of all, I thank you for the wisdom that you have bestowed upon us. And God, we just give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As a recap, we were talking about the 10 different types of fasts according to the Bible. Most of the time we hear nothing but the Daniel fast, but there are several types of fasts besides the Daniel fast. We talked about the Ezra fast. We talked about the disciples fast. We talked about Samuel fast, Elijah fast. We talked about the widow's fast. And we also talked about Paul fast and John the Baptist fast. So now on today, we're going to discuss. Greetings, man of God. How are you doing on today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great, man of God. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get through these fasts. We're going to discuss the last three, because the Lord is dealing with me on something else after this here. So we're going to discuss the Esther fast. We're going to discuss the fast that Jesus Christ did, and also we're going to discuss the one that everyone always go on at the first of the year, is the Daniel fast. So the Esther fast comes from Esther, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse, and the 5th chapter, and the 2nd verse. Esther was praying and fasting for the protection of the evil one. She was fasting that she will have favor, and that her favor would not, she was protected while she does what she had to do. But she wanted to be protected from the evil one, and she wanted God to deliver her from evil. And man of God, this is the type of fast that many of us per se wants God to deliver us from many things, but most of it is evil, because we know that evil is lurking every day, every which
yes.
way. Because every time we be trying for to do good, evil comes on every hand, because that's the word. So, man of God, could you kind of enlighten the people on the Esther fast? Because people know Esther as the one that came into the palace from the pit. But there is more to her than just that. So you can open up the floor.
Yes, ma'am. When we think about the Esther fast, we think about somebody who is a very mature Christian actually can abstain from food and fast so that they can go into what I call physical warfare. A lot of people do not understand that as Christians, we deal with physical warfare just like we deal with spiritual warfare. Yes, the Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of this dark age. But to think of this, the thing that we have to be realistic about is a spirit don't carry a gun, a human being do. A spirit don't steal from you, a human being do. So you have to be at war, and you must never underestimate your opponent. When you fast and you pray, God specifically to deliver you, not to deliver you in the hand of your enemy. That is saying you're drawing the line to the enemy. Even with Esther, she prayed for protection, not just because, not mostly because she was afraid, but she prayed for protection because she did not want to fall in the hands of the evil one. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. We have and pray for things when we feel bamboozled, sometimes when we feel out of place. And I hate to say it now, woman of God, we gotta do Esther fasts now inside the church. The reason why is because it's not the world coming for our head, it's the saints coming for our head. So we got to honestly fast and pray and ask God not to deliver us in the hand of your enemy. I said something the other day in service, and the people, and I love the people went crazy. Woman of God, I told them, I said, "Do you know how many people?" I said, "Do you know how many people who shout with you in church, wishing that they be called when you die to be your pallbearer?" Don't you understand? People who's designed inside the church who trying to kill you, and they think you just have the world, and they think you just the most anointed. So they put a contract out on you mentally in hopes that the enemy take you out emotionally so that you could be delivered to God spiritually. I say, so understand, there's a lot of people want to carry your casket, but when you are steadfast and you are unmovable, and you understand the plan of God, you know how to combat the enemy by abstaining and willfully laying before God and having discipline to do so. Because keep in mind, the enemy ain't got discipline. The reason why, woman of God, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm being long-winded, and I apologize. The reason why, and it's so sad that I say it this way, the reason why the tiger eat more than the lion is because the head as well as the feet go hunting.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes. Yeah. I can hear you now.
I apologize. I broke up a little bit.
That's okay. So could you repeat what you had said?
What I had said was, I said the reason why, and I used an analogy. I told the people of God that the reason why the tiger eats more than the lion is because the head and the tail go punch. If you notice, inside of a lion tribe, the male don't hunt. He just sends the women to do so. What am I saying? When you are on the battlefield for Christ, and you know you are spiritual, you don't underestimate nobody else, because there's always somebody who is either out to eat on your meal or is out to eat your day meal.
And that is so... so true, man of God, because other people be looking at somebody else trying to fast because of what they have, because they want to be like them. But then we have to know what we are capable of handling and what we're not. So that Estephaz is very important. And just like you said earlier, the whole body of believers need to go on that Estephaz, because it's some things that are coming up on this earth right now that we need protection from, just like the coronavirus. We don't know where that thing came from, and it has attacked some of the people over here. So, yeah, that one is very, very important, the Esther fast. So let's talk about Jesus. Jesus fasted, Matthew 4:1. He needed spiritual power because he knew exactly what he was finna face. And he needed victory over the temptation that Satan was bringing against him. And man of God, we need to keep our flesh under subjection, because that's what the devil plays with, the flesh. Because once that we are in flesh, bam, he got us. So
yes.
Many of us believers, we are trying to work ministry, trying to preach, sing, and teach in the flesh. That's why we are defeated all the time, because we are doing the works of God in the flesh. So you want to elaborate on that, man of God?
Woman of God, I love the analogy you just used a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew what was ahead of him, and he knew
yes.
what he was about to face. But you know what's sad, woman of God? When we become saved,
mm-hmm.
we become naive. A lot of people become
yes.
naive, and they let their ultimate guard down. Let me tell you something. I hold my guard up the same
mm-hmm.
way I held my guard up when I was in the world. No, it's not that I don't trust nobody. No, it's not that I don't break bread with nobody. But I understand that at any given time, the enemy can use whoever
yes.
is at bay and whoever is willing. And Jesus
yes.
understood that those people, you know, that even though he wasn't afraid of those of their faces, he still
mm-hmm.
took a moment and rejuvenated and asked his Heavenly Father to give him the strength so that he can deal with them. And
yes.
he can finish his mandate and his purpose. But the problem and the issues with us as Christians, why we faint at fasting, is because we not only go inside of it blind, but we actually go inside of it naive, like the enemy not going to fight us. If the enemy would front Jesus, who you
mm-hmm.
what make you think that the enemy won't front you or use those closest to you who you love to do it?
Exactly. And Jesus had all power. I mean, he had a straight connection to the Father, but still yet the enemy came and he kept. And man of God, we always say we want to be like Jesus, but you know, sometimes we got to revamp that, because some people cannot handle what Jesus went through. That's
no.
why he had to fast to get his flesh under subjection, because I know many times his flesh wanted to override what a God had commanded him to do. So he had to submit to the fast for the spiritual power he needed to go on and do what he was commanded to do. So many times we need that. I mean, oftentimes
yes.
we need that. So the last one we're going to talk about is this Daniel fast. And man of God, some people, it's more than just eating vegetables. and just withholding from meat and sodas. It's more to that, because once that you really know what Daniel went through and everything he had encountered, he was seeking for God's favor, and he wanted the purpose and the vision for his life. And that's what we need, because some of us, we don't know what God wants with us. We is just here.
Mm-hmm.
We is just existing. We don't even know our purpose. We don't even have a clue what the vision is for our own life. We're just existing. So do you want to expound on that?
You know what, God? It's funny that we talk about the Daniel fast, because I was telling the people of God the other day that we weren't doing no Daniel fast, and we weren't doing it corporately because the world does it so that they can detox their body. But the question is, how you clean the body, but you're not cleaning your mind and renewing your spirit? I don't understand And that's funny. It's the same way with Catholicism, Catholics. It's the same way you give up. I'm going to give up drinking for Lent, or I'm going to give up smoking for Lent. You literally drop it for 40 days, and then on day 41, you pick it back up. How you clean the body, but you don't clean your mind? I do not understand that. And people who use like mechanisms like the Daniel fast, that, you know, Daniel did that for purpose. He did that for vision. But I'm trying to figure out how, if you do not have a purpose inside of God, and you let alone don't visit or never had a visitation by Jesus, why are you doing the Daniel fast? Because you ain't a part of the vision. You don't know the purpose. So why are you doing it? It's just an outright detox that the people are doing. I was telling them that the other day, woman of God. I'm like, these people doing the Daniel fast, they still shacking, they still smoking dope, they still homosexual, they still doing all those things. But again, that's taking things literally, just taking it literal, and not understanding the symbolic meaning of stuff. And you know what, woman of God, we can't blame all these people, because we could do a better job as the church to teach people and to educate them what the Bible tells us we should do and what we shouldn't do. But the ones who they run to is the ones that don't know how to actually teach it, break it down, or have no form of deliverance ministry. And it's sad, woman of God, because you feel bad. You know, as a man of God, it grieves my heart sometimes to look at people, you know, who participate in things that they don't understand. But instead, I hate to say it this way, but instead they run to the Joel Osteen, and instead of running to the Bishop George Bloomer.
Okay. Because of the fact, and I'm saying this literally, the Joel Osteens have more recognition to them that they per se, or they well known, they will run to them rather than just like you said, the George of Bloomers, or then somebody else that is knowledgeable and know. But you know, some ministries like that, like those bigger ministries, man of God, they can hide themselves in there. They don't have to get delivered, because they are covering up. As long as nobody do not touch my sin, I'm fine. I'm going to be right here, because you can't see what, you know, I am dealing with. So, and then, man of God, I feel that that's what gets people frustrated, because, no, you're not going to know the vision for your life. You're not going to know your purpose because of the fact you're not willing to give up everything you are doing just to fast. And then just to see God, to see, why do you have me here, God? What do you want me to do? So the Daniel fast, just like all the rest of the fast, are very important, because I had told somebody, I say, if that you are cursing, you're lying, and you're doing things not of God, you might as well eat, because you just nullify the affair. Because you might as well eat, because God is not honoring that. So, and man of God, I have this question. Do you think people are taking fasting lightly now? They are not being sincere with it?
Woman of God, that is the exact answer to the question. They aren't taking it serious, because they take it now. Well, I hate to say it this way. Baptized is more serious than fasting. And when I grew up in the faith, you dipped in the water one time. Okay?
Yes.
You dipped in the water one time, but you fast a couple of times a month.
Yes.
That fast is as should be as consistent as you drinking water. And I hate to say it like that, but that's how consistent you need to be with fasting. But again, if you wasn't taught right, or if you know the right, because you'd rather be lazy, then God's going to hold you accountable for that.
Sure is.
And some Christians, want God, some Christians, they are a bad example of fasting themselves. Because, and I was looking at this the other day, first of all, nobody's supposed to know you're fasting.
Exactly.
Instructions on how to fast. And second, you ain't going to never reach nobody if you sit down in the public with your leg crossed, looking at everybody, and every time somebody try to tell you hi, you sounding like this. Jesus sat with them people. I'm starting to think that y'all speaking in tongues so much, and y'all being so judgmental because y'all scared y'all going to go back. It's not you scared that they're going to jump on you. You scared that you're going to go back. And it's sad. You don't have Christians. Some Christians don't have no sense of humor. They don't have, you know, they don't give you a good, especially when it comes down to fasting and praying. But they call it God. If you want the world to take fasting serious, you need to take it serious.
That's it. That's it. That is so true. It starts with you. It really starts with you. It starts with how you want your life to become. How do you want to live your life every day? If that you want to be happy and jolly and everything else, you can do that. You don't have to be mad and everything else every day. But just like you said, Manica, Christians need to lighten up. Smile, be happy, because we live a joyous, victorious life. We don't have to be angry and stuck up all the time. But do you have any last words before we go out, man of God?
What I will say, woman of God, is it's very important for us to dig inside of the Word of God and get some understanding on the principles of fasting. If you understand the complete principles of fasting and why specific people did certain type of fast, then you would be more effective as a Christian and as a person who practiced the Word of God as it relates to fasting and praying. But if you don't understand what you're doing, I understand, you know, that, you know, now, woman of God, people are not running to the Word of God anymore. They're running just to the experience. Oh, she sung good. Oh, he prophesied good. Oh, he preached good. But you wasn't listening. You wasn't listening, and you didn't understand. Sometimes when we do not understand the Word of God in its entirety, sitting down in that service where somebody prophesying actually could be a blessing for one person and can be dispersing a curse on the other. Learn the principles of why you do what you do and why you're supposed to fast and pray. Because when you do, I'm telling you, you're going to be so effective.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Man of God, I thank you so much. It was an enlightening series. I pray that everyone got something out of it. And if you miss some parts of which fast is which, go back into the archives, and they are recorded. So until we get together again, everyone have a blessed week. Enjoy your week, but also be happy. Thank you, man of God, and you have a blessed weekend as well.
Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.